Chapter 2 Thunder Under the Ground.
"Nice clothes," said Annie. Jack opened his eyes. Annie was wearing a blue and white dress with a big sailor collar and white stockings. Jack was wearing brown knee-length pants, a jacket, a cap, and a tie. His backpack had become a leather bag. He and Annie both wore short lace-up boots. A church bell started to ring. Gong, 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 gong.
"It rang 5 times, said Jack. "It must be 5 in the morning.
"Yeah," said Annie. She was looking out the window. Jack looked with her. The early morning air felt fresh and cool. The treehouse had landed in a tree at the bottom of a hill. Painted wooden houses and gas lights lined a quiet cobblestone street. A trolley car moved along tracks up the street. It rounded the top of the hill and disappeared. Tall buildings towered farther off. The sun was behind them, making pink streaks in the blue sky.
"It's really pretty here," said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack.
He opened the research book and read, "On Wednesday, April 18th, 1906, San Francisco was the biggest city on the west coast of the United States. It had a population of 500,000 people. It was also one of the loveliest cities in the country." Jack pulled out his notebook. He wrote, "San Francisco, April 18, 1906. Biggest city in the West. Lovely."
"Let's go," Annie said impatiently.
Jack looked back at the book. He wanted to learn more.
"Now," said Annie.
She took the book and notebook away from him and put them into his leather bag.
"Let's not waste any more time."
Annie left the treehouse. "Doing research is not wasting time," Jack called after her. But he slung his bag over his shoulder and followed Annie down the rope ladder. When they had both stepped onto the grass, Jack looked around.
"Where to?" he said.
"Anywhere," said Annie. "Let's just explore and see the sights. We can be tourists."
"Okay," said Jack. "But don't forget, we have to find the writing for Morgan's library."
They started up the cobblestone street. As they walked up the steep hill, the sun rose above the tall buildings. The early light turned everything to gold, stones, street lamps, and the glass windows of the silent houses.
"It's so quiet and peaceful," said Annie.
"Yeah, everyone must still be sleeping," said Jack.
Suddenly, out of the quiet, came a deep rumbling noise. Jack stopped. He grabbed Annie's arm.
"What's that?" he said.
The noise got louder. It sounded like thunder coming from under the ground. The earth started shaking. Church bells clanged wildly. The whole street began to move. The cobblestones rolled like waves on the ocean.
"What's happening?" Annie cried.
Chimneys fell off roofs. Gas lights toppled over. Bricks crashed to the street.
"Get down," shouted Jack. "Cover your head."
Jack and Annie crouched on the ground with their arms over their heads. All around them was rumbling, clanging, crashing, and breaking. Then the world grew still. The rumbling stopped. Jack and Annie raised their heads. The air was filled with dust.
"It's over," said Jack.
"That must have been an earthquake," said Annie.
"I think so," Jack agreed.
"I guess I should have let you do a little more research on this place," Annie said.
"Yeah, probably," said Jack. "Except I don't know exactly what we could have done."
Jack slowly stood up. His legs felt wobbly. As he brushed off his pants, the deep rumbling came again, louder than before. Then the terrible shaking started. It was even harder than before. Jack was hurled to the ground. The earth trembled and quaked. Jack bounced against the hard cobblestones. "Annie!" he cried. He tried to stand, but fell again. Through the dusty air, he saw the tall building swaying against the sky. Roofs were caving in. Up and down the street, bricks, glass, and concrete showered down. It seemed like a long time before the dreadful noise and shaking finally stopped.